This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
A couple weeks ago, I was doing my normal eBay search of G.I. Joe custom and sifting through, seeing if anything fun popped up. I found a few weird kit bashes that used some of the Sky Patrol club figures with like weird heads at a pretty fair price, but I actually have like more than enough of the Sky Patrol guys. I'm not buying any more duplicates. And I come across this big lot with a bunch of like, for lack of better terms, like bootleg female O-ring figures and some semi-sloppy painted customs. And in the mix, I see what looks like a 50th anniversary canceled Action Man figure. And I'm not really a pre-pro guy. It's not an avenue I'm particularly interested in hunting down, with few exceptions. If I can get a production sample of a figure that got far enough that complete figures or came out or carded versions had come out that I can actually like sort of play with, that's something I might go after. And this Action Man was just that.
So this was a pre-production Action Man, or like an unreleased canceled line sort of thing?
So yeah, I guess we can get into that. At the tail end of the 50th, there was supposed to be, I think, two more of the vehicle two-packs. And there was two different versions of Action Man, one of which was in an Arctic parka, and that's the version that I got. Like, a lot of pieces showed up of this Action Man in various levels of completion.
Okay.
There was, like, heads and the jacket secondary that showed up, the torso and the jacket and the head. Before I get too far into the weeds with that, I look at this lot. So the pictures were decent, but nothing was really zoomed. Like, when you zoom in, it's kind of fuzzy. From the photos, it looked to be what I wanted it to be, but I was also, you know, I was like, there's a chance that I'm going to get this package in and somebody just took a shot at making this figure because all the parts exist.
So this isn't necessarily like a first shot or a test shot. This is just an unreleased.
Yeah, so this would be what I assume this is a production sample.
Okay. And you validated this.
Yes. So I got the package in. I pull them out. There's two tampos, one on the chest, one on the arm, with a little like 90 style, 2000 style Action Man logo. And they're on there. And I'm like, that's a really good sign because this doesn't look or feel like a water slide decal.
Okay.
And then I started very carefully bending the figure's joints because this particular figure, like I said, uses parts, no new parts. It's all existing tooling, but they're in a color that had never been done. These parts in that color never existed. I bend the knees, I bend the elbow, I carefully take the backpack off, I pop the jacket open, I'm looking at the torso, I'm looking at the wrist. I'm going all like, you know, crazy. And it's all right in my brain. So I reach out to a couple people, send a bunch of pictures. Everybody I talk to has come to the conclusion that, yes, this is
what it is.
What it is. And my favorite part is it's like, it's playable. Like, I'm going to be able to use them in a photo shoot if I want to. It's not like, you know, it's not brittle. It's not, you know, it is factory made in the right colors.
So even though this is an unreleased figure, it's still something that you're going to put in your play pile.
Oh, I mean, for the extent of what I quote unquote play.
Sure. I know play doesn't mean like Alexander style play.
Oh, sure. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to.
I've also seen you play with your figures in water.
Yeah, I mean, I would. He's in Arctic gear, so like, I'll probably, when we get our first like snowfall, I'll absolutely take him outside, just because this figure was particularly something that I thought would be really great for the line. I don't think we know what vehicles he was supposed to come with. I really don't know. But I do know that there was two different versions of him, and that 2000s line is like, I had one of the 12-inch Action Man figures that came with a parachute, and I told the story before, right? Climbed on the roof of, you know, my parents' house, thinking that I would be slick, not realizing that, like, you can hear footsteps on a roof, you know? It's not like... But anyways, I mean, I'm not going to, like, you know, to that extent, I'm not going to climb on my roof and hook up a G.I. Joe cloth parachute and throw them off. But I, you know, I'm going to take them outside. I'm going to pose them.
I'm excited. I like this. I'm glad. That's the right thing to do. That's the way to play. I love it. Congratulations on this figure.
Well, and more importantly for me, I mean, besides my own selfish, like, I wanted this figure and I didn't buy any of them when they were on eBay. This was, it's going to come off harsh, but it is what it is. Like, it was in a lot of mostly garbage.
It was the reason to get the lot.
Yeah. I mean, I took a gamble and I wish more stuff in the lot was salvageable for me, but it is what it is. I mean, it was in the right price point that I was like willing to take the bet or the gamble. And I would have been like genuinely upset if it was just a poorly painted custom. And because, like I said, I zoomed in the best I could in the pictures and it paid off. So it's always a gamble when you're buying a custom figure. I just happened to win on this one. Well, I know this, you know, not too long ago, you shared a photo with me of a pretty monumental playset.
We've had a Defiant for a very long time. It is a parts Defiant. It is not complete, but months ago, there were some conversations, and as of today, we have a complete Defiant.
Do you still have the parts Defiant as well?
No.
Okay, so you got the parts to complete your Defiant.
No. Part of it was I let go of the parts Defiant that we put together in 2017. And that Defiant had help from several friends, and it got a ton of play. It was a fun Defiant. So yeah, the parts Defiant has left. It will go somewhere else. It will help someone else, or it will be reduced to further parts. But we now have a complete Defiant. And I got to tell you, I was pretty blasé about it. You know, like, yeah, sure, no problem. It's a Defiant, no big deal. Let's get it in here. Let's get it done. Having it on the shelf, though, is a very quick reminder that the Defiant is such a better playset than the flag. However, it is probably the most fragile item we own. You know, the pre-production stuff I have is in probably more sturdy condition than a complete Defiant. My nonchalance has become a bit of anxiety as A and I talk about, like, this is playable, but also, whoa, you know? You know, to his credit, he says, man, there are parts of this Defiant I've never seen before because we haven't had a complete one. He doesn't know what the airlock door looks like, or, you know, there's just all the accoutrement that comes in and around and on a complete Defiant. It's pretty neat. I'm excited that it's completed, and it completed in a way that I was comfortable with, completed in a way that I was okay with never completing otherwise. And now that we have it, it is a little stressful to have a complete Defiant.
Yeah. I mean, as a guy that doesn't really collect, I mean, I don't collect vintage. I know most of the hot talking points. I know for a fact that vehicle playset is loaded to the gill with parts and pieces that just explode.
Yeah. And this one was well taken care of in its previous home. It is gorgeous. It is clean. It's everything you would want from a Defiant. But now it is the stress of a Defiant. My old Defiant didn't have a lot of stress.
Well, good luck, and you know, Hopefully we don't hear any bad news.
Well, I'm sure you'll see pictures of us playing with it. The thing that I'm less stressed about and was more excited for, oddly enough, was that Mark brought me the 87 Action Force Sky Striker with him from England when he came to Assembly Required. So I brought it home. He prefaced, you know, it's in bad condition, it's blah, blah, blah. It was in dirty condition. I brought it home. I broke out the cleaning supplies. I cleaned it. That thing is capital G gorgeous. The stickers are perfect. The difference between a 1987 Action Force Sky Striker and a US 1983 Sky Striker, there's very few differences. One, the parachutes. So instead of having the blue and white with the eagle parachute, it has the green camo parachute, just like our mail-away, but in the center circle where there's the three lines in G.I. Joe on our mail-away, it's missing the G.I. Joe. Otherwise, the same. Those are not there. I am looking for those. If you're holding two of those, shout at your boy. Otherwise, there's just a few stickers. On the sides of the jet, instead of G.I. Joe, it says Action Force. And on the top and bottom of the wings, instead of being the star in the circle with the three bars, it's a different star symbol. They're the same otherwise. The color of the plastic, all the other stickers, the color of the missiles. So I suppose it wasn't anything I needed, but you know me and Sky Strikers. So it's something I wanted. And coming from Mark, it's very exciting. I get a Sky Striker from a friend. There is a second Action Force Sky Striker out there, the 1985 one. That one is considerably different from the US version, and it has blue parachutes, all blue, solid, lightish blue. I don't normally talk about things that I haven't made the house yet, but there is an 85 Sky Striker sitting in Mark's hands, and that will be coming my way. I will be looking for parachutes on that one also. I haven't been able to find one with parachutes anyway, so I don't mind hunting parachutes to be able to add two European Sky Strikers to the already... How many do I have now? We have the original, then there's the variation to the original, then there's the Night Boomer. Then you have all of the modern ones. So I think there ends up being like 9 or 10, plus the Fun School, plus these two Action Force, and then the 2022 HasLab. So I have several. That said, I'm still missing several. Canadian, which may just be a screw variation, which is going to be nigh impossible to find. And then Japan, Brazil, and then it gets fuzzy for me. So there's Venezuela, I know that, but what I don't know is if there's more than one Venezuela or if there's an Argentina or a Mexico. I'll figure it out when I get to that point. Finding a Venezuelan is going to be, I mean, unless I call Drew and beg him for one of his, I don't know. I have years ahead of me to finish this. I'm not in a hurry. These are not hurried prices. These are not hurried items. I am crazy excited that I have one of the two Action Force in my house and the second in conversation.
I mean, that's huge considering.
Yeah.
It's from another country.
It's no Defiant, but.
But I mean, the Sky Striker has a bigger meaning to you as a collector than the Defiant. So.
It does.
It doesn't necessarily matter that the Defiant is. Could be considered more of a wow piece. If it doesn't hit you the same, it doesn't hit you the same.
Well, it hits me well. I mean, the Defiant is an amazing playset. But I don't have a Defiant focus.
The Defiant is not as iconic G.I. Joe as the Sky Striker.
That's true.
It is what it is. I mean, if the Sky Striker, I mean, the Hasbro thought the Sky Striker was iconic enough to bring back in a HasLab.
I would love a third HasLab Sky Striker, but I'm not paying third HasLab Sky Striker prices. Speaking of third HasLabs, you know, we've all been getting our HIS tank. It's coming soon emails. We all had to have our addresses in by the 24th of November. So at some point, those are going to be showing up. And I'm excited for those his tanks. And I'm excited that I'm shuffling two of them off to friends.
I'm in a funny spot because, I mean, I have a HasLab his tank coming. Very excited. Genuinely, I am excited to open that and see what it does for me. I don't know if I talked about it here or not, but I finally sat down, went through and canceled everything I pre-ordered in duplicates and reordered just singles. And it was massive. It was a huge, like, stress lifted off. I know there's tons of stuff on its way to the U.S. Like, we're seeing it all over the internet.
Well, I'm about to join you in that because I just had a massive surprise hit on some things that I wasn't ready for. And I am knocking on that door, my friend.
What's nice about it, I mean, sort of, maybe it's nice, maybe it's not, I don't know, but I am a few figures behind what everybody else has right now, because when I canceled and reordered, you are now put, you know, rightfully so, your order number is a different number much later. I mean, a lot of these were pre-ordered 6-7 months ago. So I have not received any sort of indication that the Soundwave Thunder Machine is shipping for me. I mean, I have one ordered, but, and I'm in no rush because it'll get here when it gets here.
It's fun.
The storm is coming. Don't get me wrong. I still have one of everything pre-ordered, so it's still a lot, and it's a lot coming up soon. But I'm able to prep a little bit because I know, you know, I can see what everybody else is getting. And, you know, I did get my Target Python Patrol stuff today. That was a funny one. I canceled it on Pulse. And they were all sold out on Pulse. And I was like, well, I'll just find it in stores. And then I went and checked Target. And I was like, actually, if I buy it now, it's on sale. I took advantage of, 25% off one item or whatever. And we're kind of, you know, jumping all over the place. But did you take advantage of any Black Friday holiday sale on any of the toy websites?
I did not take advantage of any of the holiday sales. I didn't even go and look. I got surprise hit by a couple things that I wasn't expecting and got hit in a way that I wasn't expecting. So I just said, okay, I'm good, and just took a step back. Christmas is coming up. That's going to be the priority right now, making sure A has a good Christmas. I don't really need a lot. Everything that I want are long-term things. So other than that, it's all just the pre-order stuff, and I'm getting ready to do the same kind of thing of a big pullback. When I was looking at Hasbro Pulse, all of the pre-orders are caught up to pretty close to current. And that worries me because, you know, it takes one good shipload to really sink a person when they are not delivering 6 months, 7 months, 8 months out like they originally intended. I'm just taking a step back and taking it easy. The Defiant is not a contradiction to anything I just said because of the way it has been happening over the course of months and in a way that, you know, I was comfortable with. I don't know, man. Collecting is hard in the winter, man.
I did take advantage of one sale in a very funny way. At AR, there is some things that I purchased that I haven't talked about. There's a member of the extended AR family / team who is an incredible painter. His name is Alex. And he was selling some miniatures for like the tabletop game stuff. And he's working on starting a business painting. So I talked to him.
He's an excellent painter. And he's a good dude.
Well, I haven't even showed these with you because I was waiting till I had them in hand, but
you already have stuff from him?
No.
Oh.
So I purchased I purchased 5 heads from Rage and Spoon after talking to Alex, showing him what I was looking for in terms of I want these to look like a factory toy. I don't want them to look hyper realistic. I don't want them to look nasty or dirt washed or scarred, bloody, whatever. I want them to blend in with my collection.
Which is what they should look like, yes.
When I told him this, he seemed kind of giddy. But he's like, that should be significantly easier than what I do. I mean, besides the fact that you know, he's painting at what, 1/32nd scale, 1/68th? What is the scale of Warhammer? Whatever it is, it's significantly smaller than 1/18.
The G.I. Joe role-playing game miniatures match that scale.
Yes.
The G.I. Joe Mission Critical miniatures are a larger scale.
His work on those miniatures was, everyone was stopping and taking pictures and like bent, hunched over the table looking, because it is truly insane. So I talked to him. I grabbed, you know, 5 heads specifically for him to paint. I dropped him off with him. We talked about it. I sent him reference photos, toy photos, whatever. And I said to him, I said, hey, I go, I'm not a guy that's ever in a rush. I said, you do you. You know, we talked about what his rate would be. I said, that sounds amazing. You know, everything's above board. Everything's good. And a couple weeks go by. He reaches out and he apologizes. And I was like, hey, dude, everything's good. And he's like, I'll have some pictures for you this weekend. This weekend rolls around. He sends me pictures of 3 of the 5. And I am legitimately floored.
Nice.
To the point where I'm like, I'm like, they look like factory toy heads. And I am like going bananas. So one of the items, and this will lead to the Black Friday, how I brought this whole thing up. One of the things that I bought from Spoon was his Globulus kit. It's a head and a shoulder piece set, and he designed it to go with a boss fight figure that has the snake lower body and a snake arm. So it kind of replicates the Globulus mutated arm with the snake body. I thought to myself, I was like, I know Boss Fight has them in stock. I don't need to like panic and buy it. Maybe they'll have a Black Friday sale. And they had a Black Friday sale, and all of the hack stuff was on a pretty decent sale. I think I got like $6 or $7 off a $30 figure. So it's, and in that, there was a photo that was bopping around the internet after Joe Fest, where I believe his name is Eddie. His Instagram name is Billy Kessler. He pretty much takes photos for every single independent toy company that we know and love. His photos are incredible. And he posted a photo with our friend Chris's Dread Trooper.
Which is a great figure.
Standing next to, an amazing figure. I mean, I've already gushed enough. Anyways, standing next to one of the Boss Fight Saurozoic Warriors, whatever that word is. They're kind of like a 5.5-inch Ninja Turtle-esque style, but with modern articulation. Dinosaur figure. They announced that line. They showed it off. And I was like, those figures are absolutely beautiful. I do not need them. I don't need it. And I've looked at them. And I've always kind of said to myself, you know, if they have a sale, I'll grab one. They're cool looking figures, whatever. And then Eddie posts a picture with the Dread Trooper walking through a diorama with one of these dinosaurs next to him. I grabbed the screenshot. I sent it to you. I sent it to Jaren. I sent it to Greg. Everyone was just like, damn, that's awesome.
And damn, you're screwed.
Yeah. And I said, this is not what I needed to see at this point. Those were not on sale at that time. You know, the shipping brings that other figure that was on sale closer to full price. So I was like, let me throw a second figure in there. Balance out the shipping a little, whatever. Buy the figure. I'm happy. I don't really say anything to anyone because I was going to wait and do the big Globulus reveal when I got the head. And then I was also going to mimic his photo with the Dread Trooper and the dino. Then today, I'm at work and I look down at my phone and I have a notification from Boss Fight's Instagram. That exact dino figure that I wanted and bought was buy one, get one free today.
So how many did you end up with? 7?
No.
9?
No. I out of frustration, I ordered a second one, which then gave me 2. So I'll have 3 coming total, which I think I've found a home for one of those 3. But I could not get a buy one, get one free, just out of spite and principle, because I had just bought one on Thursday.
Sure.
But really, other than that, I mean, that's it for me. If I wasn't building that Globulus, I wouldn't have I would have been able to just get the buy one, get one free deal today.
Well, I'm glad you got the dino. We've talked about that dino before. We all knew you were screwed. You and I have been talking about some Mezco stuff, which I think you've received your roadblock already, but I have not.
I got roadblock. I haven't opened them. I'm kind of waiting on those, opening those until I have a place to put them.
FedEx did this to me with the Soundwave Thunder machine, where it said, hey, you're going to get your package on Monday, but it was really Wednesday. And so it's been telling me for 3 days that I was going to get my roadblock today, Mezco. And of course I did not. And now it's saying like it's in Nashville. So I'm assuming Wednesday. I'm excited to open that roadblock.
All the pictures I've seen, and I understand how absolutely insane this sounds considering it's sitting on my dining room table right now. All of the pictures I've seen, that is a home run of a figure.
I'm very excited by it.
It looks incredible. How many roadblocks did you get? Would you rather not say?
I know I have two. I might have a third. I think when it was announced, I was still in a different place. I was in a different place, and so I was like, I need five, but I don't. I do need two because you can put him in V1 and V2 gear. A third, maybe, if A wants to play, but A really doesn't play with the Destro we have. He just sits on display. So if I'm just going to display a roadblock in the playroom and not actually play with it, then I don't need a third. If he wants to play with one, then yeah, we would need a third.
I had two ordered. I canceled one, which I still need to do for the Snake Eyes. I should probably do that sooner than later. But anyways, who knows when that's going to ship?
Snake Eyes and everything after I have paid for immediately. So it's already paid for. So I will not be canceling my second Snake Eyes because it was paid for 7 years ago. I don't know. Mezco takes a while. It was whenever that pre-order went up, 1936. But I am excited. So this is a second thing I've talked about, even though it's not here in my house yet. Because I know everybody is getting their roadblocks. You had yours. And for me, it's a FedEx conversation. Maybe it'll be here tomorrow. Maybe Wednesday. Maybe Thursday. I don't know. But I'm excited for roadblock. Otherwise, I've taken a big step back from Mezco. And by a big step is I haven't bought anything Mezco since the Construction Gomez, which I have yet to open. I also have a sealed case with another couple of those that I ordered for a friend. We've never gotten together, so he's never paid me for them. And I don't even know if he gives a shit at this point. So I should probably try to sell those, but the resale on Mezco is very thin.
I have stepped back a ton, not quite as hard as you, because they have still been putting out guys within the line of what I decided I would collect aside from G.I. Joe. They put up a figure today that was pretty cool, but it just didn't do enough for me to pull the trigger.
Wow. I thought the head by itself would have been enough.
I mean, it's cool. The outfit is a bit goofy. So it's basically this evil-looking goat humanoid, but he's in, like, knickers.
He's in colonial gear, sure. He's going to burn a Salem witch, yes.
But he is the Salem witch. So I don't know, you know. It's funny because I generally bounce the Mezco figures off of Nicole because they are very stylized, they're very fun, they're very, like, eccentric. She likes some more than I do, so there's, like, a couple I've bought that were more so because she liked them than... I mean, I like almost everything they show, but...
I love their stuff. I'm just done buying it.
But so this one particularly, I sent it, and they cut a little promo video starring Atticus Doom, which is a figure I have and love, but I think his name is Balthazar or something, or I don't know. He's got some crazy B name. And, you know, his accessories, he don't really do a lot for me with one exception. There is a snail with a bag on its back that's like oversized, and the bag opens for storage. And I was like, this is a case where if this was a $25 or $30 Marvel Legends figure with this weird accessory,
you'd have bought five.
I would have bought one, and
five.
the figure would have wound up in a bin somewhere, and I would have put the weird, you know, snail whatever, in with my other oddities. But Mezco does not offer anything at a price point that you can, or that I can justify spending for a single accessory. But I mean, Big Bad Toy Store put up a one-day sale with three different Mezco figures at an insane discount.
They did, but those are older figures that have been kicking around for 7-8 years.
I almost bought one of the Avatar underwater crab mechs that I already have one of because it was 50% off. But then I bought the dinos and was like, I need to chill. I don't need to buy it just because it's on sale. I have one. I don't need to troop build everything. It's okay.
A couple of the things that you and I talked about that we both really wanted to do was both SoCal and NJCC, and I think they're kind of both on the same weekend. And as fate would have it, neither of us are doing either one. And that sucks. Getting out to Southern California as it gets cold in your place and mine is lovely. Seeing all of our Southern California friends would be a joy. Making it to NJCC is another one of those things that sucks to not be able to do because we have friends there. We hear it's a good show, and we've both talked about it for a couple of years. But this year, we're just not able to swing it, either of us. So right now, the next show is Kentucky. It's in January, and I'm almost certain that before we get to Kentucky on a Winterfest in mid to late January, we will sit down and have a conversation about the shows we hit in 2023 and all of the shows we plan to hit in 2024. But I know that for now, post AR, Kentucky is the next one for both of us.
I have already booked my room. I am booking a flight either next week or the week after. I'm going to do what I did last year. I'm going to fly in early Friday morning and fly out Saturday night. I'm hyped. I don't necessarily care much about buying. Now I say that, and we both know I'll find some stuff to spend money on, but last year I gave myself a super strict budget and I stayed way under. And I still came back with a hard to find club figure that I knocked off my list and a handful of troopers and, you know, all the other type of shit I always buy. But I am super excited to hang. I love that show.
Yeah.
The winter one holds a special place for me because, you know, it's a show where we get to like really hang with Anything Joe's and Pod from the Pit all in one convenient room. It's a pretty good self-contained show. I mean, there's a very short walk from the hotel to the floor. It's a hang show in a very different way. There's not like a huge lobby event. You know, we get way more FaceTime is what I'm trying to, you know, blubber into, is that it's like there's a lot less stimulation. It's like we are locked in and we're all just hanging, and there's not like 400 to 500 people that we're trying to, you know, manage time.
Todd was just at Retro Toy Con in South Carolina and he loved it. He is pitching it as a 2024 show for us. But again, we'll probably go through all that in January. Kentuckiana it's a day and a half show that we show up and we ride around and check all the shops in town and hang with everybody. And as you said, since there's not like a huge lobby presence or a huge room sell presence, it becomes more of an intimate dinner and beers with friends sort of joint. I'm looking forward to it. My hope is that before that, I can put my hands on a 2006 Sergeant Slaughter. And I hope that Hasbro has at least shown us what Sergeant Slaughter will look like in the upcoming Transformer crossover.
I am going to wager a guess that it is going to be V1.
My guess would be that. My reasoning here is I want to know what the equipment looks like that comes with him. Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a rifle? Is it a baton? Is it nothing? And I have some specific reasons for this, but I want to have this done before January. So those are the goals.
Like the outside of the two packs, so we had Cobra Commander, Duke, Snake Eye, Storm Shadow, Officer Trooper. Those all came with extra because they came with the little cardboard boxes with whatever thrown in. Now, you have opened all of the Transformers crossover sets that you've got.
Absolutely. They came with their original gear. They all came with their original gear, which tells me that Slaughter is probably going to come with a baton. Unless they do his version 3, which comes with a removable hat. Or they try and mix the two. But I agree, it probably means it's going to be version 1 with a baton. But I want to see it. I want to know before January.
V1 Slaughter came with just a baton?
V1, V2, and V4 came with just a baton.
I will say, on the topic of the Transformers crossovers, Hasbro let us know that the O-ring line is on pause. So if this is the final offering, at least they're kind of going out with a bang. I mean, Sarge is a cool pull. He's a cool pull.
So is Leatherneck. So is Cup.
And I know that, like, the diehard O-rings are always wanting new stuff the same way I'm wanting, you know, new stuff in my scale. But this is cool. I think that, like, at least the Triple T, you know, the Triple T had, what, one release?
No, it had three.
Oh.
There was a Mail Away and there was a Night Force.
Okay, see, I was hoping it would be, like, because the Hiss had been released a million times, the Awestriker had been released a million times. I thought, you know, maybe they were fixing that with, like, you know, the Thunder Machine had only been released once?
Twice.
Was there a Mail Away Thunder Machine?
No, there was a Street Fighter's Thunder Machine.
Oh, well, I'm talking...
Listen, I mean, it was still O-Ring, it was still Street Fighter's 2 line.
I'm talking more so in, like, the 100% original style. Like, the Hiss Tank has been done to death.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But so the Triple T, having a fourth Triple T is going to be amazing. I'm excited for it. I love it. I can't wait for it. That it's Cup, I think, is great. A perfect Saucy Sergeant with Loud Drill Sergeant plus old Leatherneck. I think it's great. I'm very excited for it. We'll order 2, but I want to know before Kentuckiana what Sergeant Slaughter is going to look like and what he's coming with.
I hope we see it. I mean, we haven't heard anything in terms of fan events. I mean, we saw some leak listings for December 7 and December 10. So hopefully there's going to be some sort of live stream event and we can see. This was also a leak listing. So I'm assuming they're far enough that they're ready to show us. So, I mean, I'm excited to see it. I think it's a nice way to cap off a very interesting and fun crossover line that, like, I think is going to age very well. I think it's going to be something that, when the dust settles, is going to be looked back in a way that was, like, maybe it got overshadowed a little bit with the amount of, I mean, just the amount of force that Classified has, and also, you know, the scheduling hiccups with everything shipping at once. But I do think that these sets are going to age extremely well. And I think they're going to be sort of a thing that gains an insane amount of popularity once they're gone.
If it's under the Transformer purview, maybe we'll see more. I wouldn't mind. Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been The Order of Battle.